my story is that I met Matthew, who's the author of the app, when I was in my late 20s, and I came to him for mental health issues and sat on one of his retreats. And because I just always knew there was something wrong with me, and I could never ever get to the bottom of it. I tried antidepressants and therapy and all the new agey stuff and all sorts of things to try and figure out what my problem was. And then I came and sat on his retreats, and it just really resonated with me what he was talking about, and just so common sense and so straightforward and so logical, actually. It's like, oh, holy shit, why did nobody ever teach us this at school? So he was running a very busy clinic in Perth, and quite well known just within Perth. And he had discovered the body mind connection in the late 80s over here as well. He pioneered the body mind connection here around about the same time that Louise Hay got sort of credit for it as well. And he discovered that just by having so many people come through his clinic and massaging them and massaging certain areas of the body. And as he was massaging them, then they would tell him a similar theme, or like a recurring theme of what was going on in their life. So he's massaging their shoulder, then they would tell him about something going on with as a burden in their life. And as they kept coming through, he's like, oh, this is ridiculous. Everybody tells me the same thing when I massage their shoulder in a certain, as a pattern of understanding of in their life. So that's how he discovered the body mind. So he literally just kind of figured it out himself. And then because he was a monk for 7 years as well, he was a yogi monk and a very strict yogi monk. He was celibate and just full on like vegetarian. And he was a practicing monk in Australia and India. And he was like a problem solver that they used to send him around to all the different monasteries in Australia to with the Brahma Kumaris. You may have heard of them before.
I visited the Brahma Kumaris in England a few years ago. It was very, very interesting. One of the people who took me to it used to be the health correspondent for the Times in London. And after like 23 years of being the health correspondent, he suddenly woke up. And
Wow.
I think the shock of it made him join the Brahma Kumaris.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So Matthew joined them when he was like 18, something like 18 or 19. And under the guise of them telling him that it was not religious and that it was not dogma and it wasn't this and it wasn't that. And because of it was like a matriarchal hierarchy system in there, he just thought, oh, this is interesting and different, and didn't know anything about religion or anything. And then, yeah, he discovered that they were not what they appeared to be
Oh, really?
eventually. Yeah, so he started questioning them. And pretty hard too, because he's a 100% guy. He's all or nothing with him, and he ended up questioning them a little too hard, I suppose, or maybe not. And they eventually threw him out. So like literally on the street with all the belongings that he had,
And
and just
what is the problem with them?
well, they're just well, it's there's just. A religious order, basically the same as the Buddhists or either Tibetan Buddhism, or they're just a monastic religious order that they claim that they're not, but the basis of it all, they are. And also there is a hierarchy, and it's just too so hypocritical the way they operate. So yeah, so he kind of discovered all of that, as well as at the same time his body was throwing off all the what he calls self hypnosis off out of his system. And then eventually he left, or they threw him out, and so he started up the clinic, and then discovered all the body mind stuff. And I mean, he was discovering a little bit of that during the time he was a monk as well, but it wasn't until he was running the clinic that he discovered all of that. And so basically all of that discovery and understanding is what is condensed into the app. So I'll just go back to my original story. So So I met him and then realized that, yeah, this information needs to be, majority of people in the world should have access to this information, whether they want to know it or not. They should know that this is how we function as human beings, and this is a way to live your life, I guess, in a way where you know yourself really deeply, so you can make decisions based on your individuality and your discovering like your path that you should be taking and your purpose in life from the inside out. So that's why we built, though, that's why I put forward the idea that we build the app so that we could, reach a lot of people. And yeah, as a consequence, that's what we're doing. And also, so he was running the meditation retreats. And then after a few years, we eventually married. And then I just joined him in business and we're running the meditation retreats. My background is as a chef, so I was running the, facilitation side from the perspective of, organizing all the retreats and coordinating everything. And so we were running those for about 15 years, I think. And yeah, so that's sort of part of our ecosystem. So we're really just all about, because this meditation is so different to traditional meditation and technique-based and what we call thought-based meditation, which is pretty much all the other meditations that we know of. And they are like an outside-in approach, whereas this meditation is an inside-out approach. So it a body fully body-based and sensory-based meditation. So what that so we've termed it or coined it natural meditation. So it's a new type of meditation. It's an original and proprietary type of meditation, and that's how we're marketing it. So yeah, does that explain enough for you at this point?
Well, I'm getting a tiny glimpse, clearly, of what it might really be about. But it sounds really interesting.
Yeah, so it's all just about feeling in your body. So you literally just sit still and then listen to your body or notice in your body or just start feeling in your body any feelings that arise and you feel them. Like, feelings are meant to be felt. They're there for a reason. And we are conditioned in society to not feel them. We're conditioned to avoid them, to suppress them, to distract from them. Whereas if you actually feel them, they resolve. They start dissolving and they resolve. And the feeling of your feelings actually activates the healing process within you. So we call this a self-healing app as well. And that can go as deep as you like. Like you can heal superficial things all the way through to deep, deep trauma. So childhood trauma and sexual abuse, all of that we've healed with this approach. It's very effective and it's very like holistic. It's a whole and complete healing. And so as you heal and resolve your feelings, you everything just resolves and your life starts to change. So we've had huge success, or Matthew's had huge success with this, like healing people from, as I said, childhood trauma, cancer, like fibroids and endometriosis, serious stuff, just with this approach of obviously there's the supplementation side as well, because the body does need some supplementing with, minerals and vitamins and things like that. But because we treat the body and the mind as exactly the same thing, once you start understanding the thought process behind the affliction or the mental illness, once you start understanding the thought process behind that, then you can start healing it. So it is a deep understanding of your thoughts. And also reconnecting the body and the mind as one and treating them as exactly the same thing. So, yeah, there's quite a lot of education in this type of meditation, but it is a deep, deep meditation. And that is partly the other reason why we wanted to build the app, was because with traditional and technique-based meditations, people tend to get to it, they tend to either plateau or they just start struggling with their meditation and they can't stop overthinking and they just get to a point where they just can't go any deeper. And that is not because of the people doing the meditation, it's because of the technique and the thought process that they're and the yeah the thought-based technique that they're using to meditate, because it actually does separate the person. Except by thinking while you're meditating, you separate, you actually cause a little bit of a disassociation from the body. Whereas with this meditation, you're actually, as I said, reconnecting the body and the mind. And as soon as you do that, then you connect with yourself, you connect with your world, and you connect with the people around you. And yeah, you just generally become a nicer human being. So it's not a state to achieve. It's a very simplistic approach to meditation. Yeah, I think that probably says a lot.
And how long would you have to do it for, just on average, roughly, to notice something? And then if one had some major health issue, how long would it take for that to be cleared?
With you'll have an you'll feel an immediate effect straight away. Like we've had people come to us or do our meditation who've been meditating for 50 years, and they've done it like a 10-minute meditation from a podcast, and they've said, "Oh my God, I've never been so deep in my body." So that's an immediate effect. So straight away, people will notice the difference. In terms of healing illness, pain and illness, it depends on the actual illness it is. Like if you think talking about cancer, and depending on how aggressive the cancer is and the size of the cancer, there's a lot of factors involved. But yeah, it depends on the you can't it's pretty hard to say how long it will take to heal a condition. It depends on how long the condition has been active, and also how yeah, what else would that depend on? I'm just trying to think what else it would depend on. I'd say how vigilant, I would say how vigilant the person is in changing the behaviors that are causing the condition. Yeah. So it's hard to put a, you know, it'll take 2 weeks to heal cancer or something like that. But I mean, miracles have happened. Obviously, we've, you know, the on our when people sit on our retreats, they come in as one person and they walk out the door as a completely different person. And you know, things like actually there was a story of, well, not a story, I experienced it myself. One girl came in and she had no sense of smell for I think about 15 years. And then she got in touch with the trauma that caused the smell to disappear, the sense of smell to disappear. Once she felt the feelings behind the trauma and got in touch with them and resolved them, the smell came back. So it can be fast. So it would be very hard to put a, yeah, that's what I mean. It's everybody's different and depends on their body and where they're at and how they respond. Yeah.
Well, very, very interesting. But along those same lines, what happened to me many years ago was that I was treating somebody with four frequency devices, and the guy had got eye problems, pain, brain issues. And at the end of an hour, he was completely cured, right? The whole lot. And I
Wow.
noticed I hadn't switched the machines on. I'd forgotten.
Wow. Yeah, placebo effect, I think they call
You
that,
know,
don't they?
after that,
Yeah.
that's question everything. What's real? What's doing it? You know, how much is intention? You know, all that stuff. You know, what's really doing it?
Yeah.
It's the person
Yeah.
themselves. But that was a great one. I love that one.
Yeah, and I think timing too, you know, once as soon, I think a lot has to do with when you get tired of a symptom or tired of being a certain way and you just get so fed up and then your body just goes, right, it's out. So I think that has a lot to do with it as well. But
Yeah.
I did a bit of research on you today too. You've done a, you've, looks like you've got quite an interesting, like little ecosystem or big ecosystem that you're working with. That looks, it's awesome what you're doing. It looks really interesting and very, what I noticed is very high quality. I thought very specifically, you're only doing things that are working, which is, I mean, not that you wouldn't do that, but a lot of people don't. But yeah, I just.
There are lots of reasons for doing it. One is ego. I want people to, bow down and worship me, obviously. But it's my dad, really. He had this poster above his office desk which said, "My tastes are simple, I just like the best." And he was living proof that actually, if you do the best or provide the best that you can, it's the best. I mean, it's ridiculously simple. So
There's a lot for people to understand, and especially I think too with the meditation itself, you've clearly seen all the cons and all the propaganda related to supplements and nutrition and medical and all of that. Well, I'm feeling a lot like we're kind of the only ones who know the propaganda that's out there with regards to the meditation industry. So, although I wouldn't really term it that way, probably publicly, I'm not sure. I just don't want to get any kickback from that. But yeah, it's all pretty much a scam. It's all religious based. Even the mindfulness is, everybody's talking about mindfulness this, mindfulness that. It's all derived from Buddhism, and it's so therefore it all returns to Buddhism. And all the people in the industry, you probably heard of Headspace and Calm and all that. Those guys, the amount of time they've actually spent meditating is nothing compared to the type of meditation that we do. And people are just having to discipline themselves into meditating. And meditation shouldn't be that. Meditation was for enlightenment, for awakening, and they've just turned it into an entertainment and a superficial, diluted version of a religion. So people are just getting conned by the entertainment and the distraction and the cartoons and all of this. And it's not really what meditation was about. It was always about, as I said, enlightenment and healing and bettering. Bettering self, but without a goal. So yeah, it's not really.
And so with your meditations, how long do people generally spend doing it, roughly?
Well, it varies. I mean, we do have short meditations, like up to just 5 minute meditations in the app that are guided meditations. But generally, people who meditate with us, they're probably, I don't know, minimum 30 minutes up to an hour every day. And then if they are feeling like they want to, they will sit for hours, like more hours, like 2 or 3 hours a day. Some people are telling us that from the app. But people who sit on retreats and things like that, generally an hour a day, and then any more than that on top of that, if they want to, if they've had a bit of a heavy day, then they'll sit in the evening for, another half hour before they go to sleep. Or yeah, they do use the meditation as a way to just recover, on a day-by-day basis. And that's what's so great about this type of meditation is you actually recover. So you're able to keep up with your life. You're not having, you don't have this ongoing build-up of distress and stress and, unfocused sort of feelings in your body, so you're able to actually keep up with life and stay recovered. Actually, that's the beauty of it.
Well, thanks, Kate. And I must look up the app. And it's just on the App Store, just as Undo, is that it?
And
I mean, the idea is
all
to
right,
get the knowledge out there, isn't it? So, well,
it
however
is.
it works,
All right. Good. So
Well,
I'll just, and then, so would you like me to send you a book as well so you can have a look at that? Because some
that would
people like to read a book or.
yeah, no, that'd be fabulous. It will, I have to warn you, join the pile of other books. Which, because I've got a terrible book buying habit from Amazon, that any book, and I just buy it. However, I do always I give them a go for a while, and some of them I actually read the whole thing. But I work on the principle that the fact is that I will open the book at the right page.